to the fourth episode of All Night Book Talks, the podcast hosted by Lily and Maja. We appreciate your time on our podcast. And to recap, our last episode covered isolation and its effects on individuals. We discussed how deprivation of social interaction can make people delusional. In this episode, we're going to be talking about euthanasia and if it was justifiable in the case of this book.
What's up, guys? I'm back from my awesome trip. I'm glad you guys missed me, and now I'm back. I'm excited to get back into this podcast and talk about these cool topics. Well, cool, but controversial.
And it's kind of sad, but yeah. It's still an interesting thing to talk about. So, like we said before, euthanasia is the topic for today, and the meaning of it is the painless killing of another thing or human being. So, this topic takes place in Of Mice and Men, and the first example of it was when, or the main example of it was when George killed Lenny in the end of the book painlessly because he was trying to give him the best life possible and rid him of his unavoidable pain, because he would obviously endure pain from others because they were so upset with his actions. So another example, some more examples of this were the euthanasia of Candy's dog, and then when Candy was discussing how he felt like he wasn't really contributing much to the society anymore, so he was like, what are they gonna do with me when I get too old to work? Are they gonna kill me like they killed my dog? And so that's kind of our thoughts for today. Maja, why don't you state your opinion?
Yeah, well, we'll be covering this theme, and my opinion on this topic is that I think it's not necessarily right, but I don't feel like there's a better choice. I feel like there just isn't any other choice in this situation.
Right.
Because of the circumstances. It's like, they're so difficult to choose, but what can you do? Like, you just want the best, but everyone else, it's so difficult.
Because he's your best friend.
Right. Yeah. And you don't want your best friend to suffer.
That makes sense. I think I'm more in the middle of it. I have my own experiences with putting down animals, the dogs that I loved, and my cat. And so I think that there's definitely certain situations where you need to put down a person or an animal, whatever, because they're in pain and because they're struggling with their life. Like, if a cancer patient was just really, their treatments weren't working and nothing was working, maybe putting them down would help more than keeping them alive to struggle with their pain. So, but in this case, I kind of have the opposite thought process. Of course, Lenny was struggling with his mental health and his disability because of that, but at the same time, he wasn't in any physical pain. And he was already alive struggling with this mental disability throughout his entire life. And I feel like more growth and teaching could have helped, even though it was kind of like a repeat of everything that they've already done in their lives. I think that there was always another option in this case.
So let's talk about the first point in why George does what he does. So, a reason why George did what he did is because I'm going to argue for that process or choice. I think we can all say that painless death is better than a painful death. It's not really much to argue about, but
obviously, if it was a situation where you needed to take someone out of their own misery, like I said, but in this situation, I don't think that was the case. If it was a situation like that, the way they killed him was the best way possible, by giving him a painless death, by shooting him in the back of the head, by letting him go away peacefully, thinking about his dreams. But, like I said, this is not the case because of the other options that were available. I think that the time period where George was talking to Lenny about the dreams was kind of wasting time because of the people that were following him, like Curly, since Curly's wife is the one that was killed. Lenny accidentally killed Curly's wife, and Curly was trying to get back at him. He was trying to come after him and kill him. So Curly and his group of people were trying to attack Lenny. And the time that George took to really talk to Lenny about this was a waste of time. They could have gotten out of there. They could have gone somewhere else. Even if your argument is that it would happen again, there's still places where they could have gone. They could have tried to reach their dream. They could have run away with Candy. Candy could have found them. There's so many things that they could have done.
You do have a point in that, but I don't agree necessarily with the society of it, the society's part of it. Like, I think that the society doesn't think that forgivingly, and I feel like that kept hidden and secret and
ostracized.
Yeah, like it was a shame if you had it, and you would hide your children if they were had autism or any disability. It's like a shame.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Lenny, even though he doesn't understand what's going on, they would still like try to hurt him. Mm-hmm. They would still get into a fight, and it's just, sure, he would forget, but it would just keep happening and happening, and they might not even earn enough money to get that dream they have.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, I just think
there could have been another way.
And yeah, in a hypothetical situation, this is,
you never know what can happen.
Yeah,
in real life.
And like one of my like hypothetical situations, I think that George could have ran over to Lenny when they were by the river in the place where this whole book started, and they could have found a hiding place, or at least tried to run away. They could have tried. And I understand that Lenny might have, like, in case something did happen, in case, like, Lenny actually was in trouble and he did try to, like, and he did almost get, like, killed. And even if that did happen, even if everything did happen, they could have like lived maybe in the forest, they could have found a hiding place, they could have used bows and arrows and like certain things to be able to find food, like animals, plants, fruits. They could have gone somewhere to be able to sustain themselves in their living situation. Like, they could have done something. It doesn't matter what.
I agree that you could have done something, but if I was in his position, like, it's such a slim chance, and everyone in the town was, or not everyone, but the sheriff and all these men were all running after, like, they were mad.
Mm-hmm.
That the wife was killed. They were searching, and they did not give up until they found him. And mm-hmm. when he was killed, they had no remorse. And I feel like that would make it really difficult to try to get away. I do agree that there could have been a chance. There probably was a chance, but it's so slim that George probably didn't want to risk any more misfortune for Lenny, and he probably just tried to like make it as painless and just as easy for Lenny as possible, even though Lenny and George would probably have to get another job somewhere, and they would encounter the same kind of arrogant people who think they run the place, and they just would find beef with someone who's just bigger but can't think straight. I think they would make fun of Lenny, make fun of him and his issues, and they wouldn't understand. That kind of time period, mental health wasn't very talked about. It was very much,
yeah, like, I think I have a lot of empathy and sympathy for Lenny's situation.
We wish something else could happen.
Yeah,
we want it the best.
Like, I work with disabled kids at this place that I volunteer at, and I couldn't imagine one of them like getting hurt or in trouble because of their situation. And I feel like at that time, like you said, it wasn't very accepted, and they were even in a worse situation then. So I guess I just have a lot of empathy for him. Obviously what he did was wrong, but he didn't know it was wrong, and I feel like it would have been extremely hard to change those people's decisions, like you said, because they were hard-headed, they were trying to really get back at him, and they might have had anger, that was built up from something else and that turned into this situation being so suspenseful and so incredibly violent. So I do understand what you're saying. It's just I have a lot of sympathy for people that are in that situation. So Slim was the one that walked away with George at the end of the book and tried to make him feel better. I think he was the only one that really understood what he did. And he could have helped him to convince the other people that keeping Lenny alive was okay, if he chose to keep Lenny alive. And like I said, I think Slim could have helped to change their decision on killing him.
There could be a possibility of talking to these people and trying to resolve it mm-hmm. by talking.
That's how I feel. I feel like there could have been
another option
to, like, sit down and really talk with them. Obviously, it wasn't really a choice in the heat of the moment because right. they were so mad. They were so frustrated.
They didn't think of it.
Yeah, but there could have been a place and a time where everyone could have calmed down.
I think so, too. Like, Slim, even though, like, everyone respects him, he's considered a prince. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this could be handled so differently that it's just something's missing in this. But I know at the heat of the moment, it's hard to think, it's hard to cool down, and it just happens.
So do you think you changed your decision?
I think I'm more in the middle. It was, though I understand George, I agree that it is bad that he did it, but I think there is a different option.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you more, and I've changed my opinion because of this experience.
That's amazing. That's what we have a podcast for, and that's why we have you listening.
Let us know if you change your opinion, too, in the comments below.
And make sure you let us know what your first opinion was in the first place. So, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week, and we will be talking about an entirely different topic, because this is the last episode of
this series
of Mice and Men. Yeah, so see you next week. Have a great rest of your day.